So, just to conclude, I want to read a little passage from the book, just give you a sense of the style. And the way that I mix in the book, the historical, the textual, and also allow space for the legendary. The passage I've chosen isn't directly related to nature, but it shows the Buddha in that context. In these profoundly concentrated states, this is the Buddha in his time approaching enlightenment, Gotama's mind was free from the distractions and hindrances that cloud ordinary experience, and powerful positive forces became available to it. Gotama said that his awareness was open and unenveloped. His experience was imbued with luminosity, and he realized that as he became more concentrated, the scope of his awareness expanded. He reflected, "When my concentration is immeasurable, my vision is immeasurable, and with immeasurable vision, I perceive immeasurable light and see immeasurable form." This could last for a whole day and night. The more practice, the more successful his efforts became, and the more fully present he felt. "Tireless energy was roused in me," he says, "and unremitting mindfulness was established. My body was tranquil and untroubled, my mind concentrated and unified." On the full moon of May or June, in the blazing summer's heat, Gotama crossed the Naranjara at a shallow ford and came to a clearing in the forest near a village called Uruvilva. The place is now called Bodhgaya. He recalled, "I saw an agreeable piece of ground, a beautiful grove with a clear flowing river with pleasant smooth banks, and nearby a village for alms. A grass cutter offered him a seat of fragrant kusa grass, some versions tell us, and he sat down by the silver trunk of a spreading fig tree, shrouded by the cooling bowl of its heart-shaped leaves. He faced west into the setting sun and the realm of night, darkness, and the deep and mighty ocean, and he sat motionless in the violet air. Legends relate that the trees bent forward to protect Gotama, and the animals and birds remained quiet to avoid disturbing his efforts. In The Noble Quest," that's one of the discourses, Gotama recalls that he'd said to himself, "This place will serve for striving." That's pleasingly straightforward. But later accounts placed into his mouth the more stirring injunctions he urged on his disciples. "My flesh may wither, and my blood may dry up until only skin, sinews, and bones remain, but I will not give up till I have found what firmness, persistence, and effort can bring. Until I have found liberation, I will sit here unflinching and utterly still."